Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, people say across the country that the Republican Party is in a pickle. To talk about it today, Pat Hickey, he's the Nevada Assembly Republican leader, and we'll talk to him about just that. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Aaron Johnson, Greg Crawford, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shea.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the program Pat Hickey. He is the Nevada Assembly Republican leader. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Good to be here, Sam.
Are you happy that you're the Assembly Minority Leader?
I'd rather be the Assembly Majority Leader, but we've got a ways to go there.
You've been in quite a whirlwind with the media, as has the party in general. And, you know, as we've noted on this program many times, there are many factions in the Republican Party, both in the state, locally, and across the nation, that appear that the party is just pulling itself apart. And as much as, you know, the more moderate wings of the party have tried to calm things down, yet again in the Las Vegas Review-Journal yesterday, Chuck Muth pushes conservative candidates as Nevada GOP rift deepens.
Yeah. Well, you know, what is a political party? And I think Republicans have to really ask ourselves that question. I mean, if you go to Webster or Wikipedia, you know, it's a broad coalition of people with different interests that come together for certain political goals. And the Republican Party has got to become a big tent party again if they're going to be successful as a political party to make a lot of people comfortable with their different points of view. Certainly the Democrats are pretty good at that, and that contributes to their success at the polls to some degree.
Well, and it took a leader in the form of Harry Reid. It took a lot of money in the form of Harry Reid being able to raise that money, and a heck of an organization, both of members of the Democratic Party per se, but also the union boots on the ground. And there have been several attempts over the last decade to have that happen within the Republican Party, but for one reason or another, it really hasn't worked that well, with the exception, of Team Romney, I would guess, although they weren't successful ultimately. But
I think the examples of good exceptions are there in the person of Brian Sandoval, or even a Chris Christie or Martinez in New Mexico. Here you have extremely popular Republican governors governing in either purple or blue states with Democrat majorities in their legislatures, but they come up, even in Democratic polls, extremely popular. Why is that? Because they're appealing to a broad base. I mean, legislators, Republicans, have to realize this in part. When you're elected, you represent your entire constituency. I mean, in the last election, I got 26,000 votes, which I think was more than anyone else in the state in an assembly race. It has something to do with Southwest Reno and the district that I represent. There were only 18,000 Republicans registered. That means I got a heck of a lot of votes from nonpartisans, others, and even Democrats. And once you're elected, you have to realize you represent all of those people with your core values in whatever party you come from.
And does that include even the people that didn't vote for you?
Yes, it does. Yes, you do represent the people of your district. So in the case of AB 46, which you might be getting to and is going to be voted on tonight by Washoe County Commissioners.
And this is the school board tax.
The school board tax. I mean, this was a bill that was brought forward by the school board, supported by an overwhelming number of Republicans in my district, i.e. the parent leaders for education that have more Republicans than Democrats. So I felt it was my idea to at least listen to that concern. We concluded at the legislature that it was better taken back locally, closer to the people who make the decisions. I think it was the right one. After all, we had less than 1 hour of a discussion in the legislature. They've had over 20 hours from all sides of the issue before they take a first vote.
And one of the things that was pointed out by Jill Tolles, who did an incredible amount of research and is in favor of this bill going through, was that there have been lots of examples in the past of where things have been bumped down to the county level or city level for them to make decisions, and as you say, rightly so, that there have been countless hours spent on this project now that never would have happened at the legislature. So if you want thoughtful, almost home rule, this is
talk about it all the time, and what the legislators in Tonopah or Las Vegas know, or should they be responsible for the needs of Washoe County schools. So I think it's in the right place. Whether it passes or not, it's a very heavy lift to create new taxes in Nevada, as we all know, and it's supposed to be that way.
Going back to the idea of what's happening with the Republican Party, I talked to Sig Rogich probably 18 months ago now, and he talked about the Tea Party being similar to the John Birch Society, which at one point had taken over the Republican Party in Nevada. And then Harry Reid talking about how when the economy turns around, the Tea Party folks will go away because that issue will go away. Do you agree with either of those guys?
I don't agree with either of those statements. Look, the Tea Party was born more or less on a Sunday, and I was campaigning at that time when Nancy Pelosi pushed through the Affordable Health Care Act without one Republican vote and making statements like, well, we're going to have to pass it before we know what's in it. And now fast forward and looking at the problems today. So that was an example of partisan politics at its worst, without buy-in from both parties to help solve a very real problem, i.e. the healthcare system in this country. So I think the Tea Party grew out of a reaction to that. And there always will be those concerns.
But the reality is there is no such entity as the Tea Party.
No, that's
right.
You
can't co-join the Tea Party. You have people who are, quote, by the media, Tea Party candidates or Tea Party. But there is no Tea Party.
Well, there are very progressive elements within the Democratic Party, but again, they find a way to fit in that big tent with their differences, and they all have their say. I'm very cognizant of some of the views of folks that support, for example, Ron Paul. We had a candidate against David Bobzien, who I supported, who was a former Democrat, the daughter of a Democrat county chairman who became a Republican because of Ron Paul. We need more people like that in the party, and we have to be embracing, but we have to have the big tent and not the small pup tents in a circle shooting each other with old muskets. Doesn't work.
Let's take a break. More with Pat Hickey when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Hickey. He's the Nevada Assembly Republican leader. Looks like we're going to see a medical school finally in Las Vegas. Southern Nevadans have been crying for this for a long time. The dean of the medical school was on this program not too long ago, saying it would take about $200 million to get that going. Now the numbers have come in much lower than that. But it's all part, you know, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all, but it's all part of the power of the state moving from north to south. And as you view this, because you're hearing it about roads, now you're hearing it about medical schools, where do you see this heading? And I'm asking you to look at it from a statesman-like perspective.
Well, and we certainly need to. I mean, we're, after all, state legislators or lawmakers. You know, before I'm a Republican, I'm a Nevadan, and before I'm a Northern Nevadan, I'm also a Nevadan. And so our decisions need to be based on statewide needs. Do we have a shortage of doctors and medical professionals in the Silver State? We do. Will it be aided by additional facilities in Southern Nevada? Of course it will, and I'll be supportive of that. I think the steps to get to that are going to take a while. I think it's going to be measured. You know, you can't just accreditate a medical school overnight. So there's a process whereby I think the regions and both university presidents are going to get us more in that direction. And maybe, after all, if there's needs statewide, maybe we can have a version of the law school up north as well.
Do you think that there's any appetite for that from the Southern Nevada legislators?
Oh, I don't know if there's a need. I think there's a need for more doctors in the state. And if that results in, as I understand it, the first step, an independent school that probably, in all likelihood, will eventually associate with UNLV. If there's a need there, fine. We're just going to have to find a way to systematically pay for it. I don't have a problem for that. We are one state.
Do you get concerned when you read things that say, you know, will there be cooperation between UNR and UNLV? Why would there not be?
Why not? I mean, you have two very bright people who are the university presidents. We are looking at one state, investment at one end of the state benefits the other. As lawmakers, we should certainly appreciate that. The revenues go into the same pot. So I think there will be cooperation. I think the media is making a big deal of the North-South thing. There's always been elements of it there, of course. But in the end, hopefully we have reasonable people next session when we convene again that get together and make decisions that are best for all the state. Having said that, I represent Northern Nevada. I'm going to be concerned about community colleges, which got the short end of the stick last time, and we have to fight harder for those to be fair and equitable funding. That's the point of it all.
You know, people always talk about how Northern Nevadans don't, and I'm not saying this is true or not, but this is the rap, is that Northern Nevadans don't really want to be associated with Las Vegas, but Las Vegas has no idea where Northern Nevada is.
Well, maybe that's true of some citizens that haven't visited each other or don't appreciate each other. I mean, I've been looking with some interest at Lieutenant Gubernatorial candidate Mark Hutchinson. I think he's evolving on the mining issue as he comes up north more, as he learns all the vendors from Reno that serve that industry out in Elko and points east, makes tours to the mining district. As a Northern Nevadan, I better well appreciate what the gaming industry and other industries down south mean for the revenues that we get to spend of the taxpayers' money. So you better strive to take a statewide view, and I think most legislators are up to that task.
When you see the Elko legislators, and I'm talking about the county commissioners and the city council coming to the legislature fighting for dollars, do you see that Washoe is going to be in the same boat here pretty soon?
Well, maybe so. I mean, I don't have a problem, for example, that Southern Nevada now has a caucus. There's a rural caucus. Washoe County will come together, Debbie Smith and myself, when we need to, over issues. And yes, you do represent your district and your region, but ultimately the decisions you make have a statewide impact, and we ought to be state legislators and not regional partisans.
All right. Last question here. The idea of bringing the Republican next convention to Nevada, with the state that the party is in, do you think that that's going to be a detriment, or do you think that money and influence go beyond that?
You know, I don't really know that much about the real possibilities of that happening. I mean, from an economic standpoint, obviously it would be great for Nevada. We would get to showcase ourselves. Are there some other problems with the party? Yes, I think the party's going to have to come together a lot more than they are right now before they'll be capable of hosting an event of that magnitude.
And that's where we got to leave it. Pat Hickey, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
At Washburn, our new customers are telling us how aggravating it can be to try to buy new carpet at the big box stores. So we've started a no-aggravation policy so you can enjoy picking out brand new carpet and having it installed properly. Washburn offers you the widest selection. We'll install it on time and do the job to your satisfaction. We'll give you one low price, no add-ons, no hidden costs. And you'll always deal with just one person, me. No aggravation, just satisfaction. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Arun Johnson is here, Republican activist and publisher of arunjohnson.com. Trey Abney is with the chamber. And Greg Crawford is co-manager for Alliance Trust Company. A panel of Republicans here. Your thoughts on what Mr. Hickey said about the party and going forward?
Well, I think he's largely right. I mean, Chris Christie has shown that, and lots of other people, Brian Sandoval has shown that you can appeal to a broader base. You don't, having these single issue issues within the party, it just doesn't make a lot of sense at some point. We have a two-party system, but we have a lot of different factions in the country. Something Ronald Reagan understood really well is that a party is a coalition that you have to build. And I always tell people, I ran against Pat Hickey when we both were running for the assembly. And I tell people, I only voted for a guy that I agreed with 100% of the time once. And that guy lost 2-1 to Pat Hickey. So, yeah,
you know. Your thoughts, Greg?
Well, it's not only a Nevada issue, but this is happening at the federal level as well. I mean, the government shutdown and the other sorts of things that have happened at the federal level have not helped the Republican Party. So I agree with the people here. We need a broader tent and a bigger message that isn't so narrowly focused on certain issues.
Well, and it's interesting because the issues that Arun brought up, when you have money and organization, yes, you can get elected in a state that is not necessarily of your party.
That's right.
And that would be Brian Sandoval, and that would also be Governor Chris Christie.
Right. I mean, and the issue is, the Tea Party was born out of concern about federal deficit and debt. They're right on that issue. It's just that their strategy is all wrong. And you have to, leadership means convincing people, changing hearts and minds in order to convince people that you're right. The Tea Party hasn't done that. They shut down the government without convincing anybody that they're right. Most people think they're wrong. And now it almost hurts their cause.
Well, so, exactly right. It's not about philosophy.
Right.
It's about competence.
Right.
There's a core philosophy that we generally share. We disagree a lot of different things, but it's about competence. You have to be competent politically, and you have to be competent when you're actually governing. Right now, the Democrats are only competent politically, but the Republicans don't have either one. But the ones that do, the ones that show gubernatorial or just governing competence, like Brian Sandoval, like Chris Christie, get overwhelmingly reelected no matter what the makeup of the constituency looks like. That's what it comes down to.
But there's also, different areas in the world of politics. I mean, you have people who are running for office. You have people who run campaigns. They may not, and I'll use Brian Sandoval as an example because it's a very good example. Brian Sandoval, as everybody knows, Republican or Democrat, is one of the nicest guys on the planet. His campaigns are the toughest on the planet. I would never want to run against him. Going back to Attorney General, I mean, they are tough campaigns. And yet, at the same time, people who are lobbyists, like Trey, need people who are pragmatic in office to be able to deal with. So how do you balance all those things?
Well, Governor Sandoval's always, in my observation, been excellent with that. I mean, you saw him sidestep that event up here in Northern Nevada where he didn't want to be associated with some prior comments coming out of the group. So he's always done a very good job of staying above the fray while still being an excellent governor.
Well, and also, he never gets off message. He's brilliant at never getting off message.
Very disciplined. That's the political competence, is that discipline. That a lot of the, and part of the problem with the Tea Party folks is that they're new to the system, and so they haven't learned some of the hard lessons that people new to politics often learn and are not disciplined and don't know, all these background things that need to be done.
Right, and just because people believe like you do in some corner of the state doesn't mean that that's how a person running statewide should operate. Brian Sandoval and Dean Heller and folks like that have to run statewide from the urbanest parts of Las Vegas to the most rural parts of the state, and they have to bring everybody together. And Orrin talked about, I've never agreed with anybody 100% of the time. In order to get something done, you have to compromise.
And don't we also have to change maybe it's election day. Why do we have election days on Tuesdays? Why don't we have election days on Sunday where more people can get out and vote in primaries, because that's where the biggest concern is.
The primary process tends to lead to more extremism in politics, and that's been a problem for several elections.
Although, has it? I mean, Mitt Romney won. You look at who ultimately prevails in the nomination process. I don't think that's actually true. We talk about it a lot, but I don't think the facts actually support that supposition when you actually look at who wins
those
elections.
And then you have a deep argument of whether people...
But there's a big difference between a presidential primary and, you know, assembly district, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know about that. I mean, you look at... I wish I had data in front of me right now, but you can point to guys who tend to be more extreme, but overall, they tend to be outliers, which is why we know who they are and why they draw our attention. The more, you know, I mean, Randy Koerner, I think, will win the primary challenge from the right. And I think most of the time that happens in the state where you see a primary challenge from, you know, one of the kind of fringes of the party.
Trey?
Well, I think the issue is, I mean, shouldn't parties be able to control their own process? So if you open up, you know, some states have open primaries, should we just allow anybody to vote in Republican primaries and Democratic primaries? Then why have registered voters of either party at all, if that's the case?
Okay, but going back to the point, you still need pragmatic people to be able to deal with.
Absolutely, you do. And it is they work at cross purposes at each other. It's called democracy. It's not an easy, or
it's
nor
not,
should,
it's
nor,
not
was
meant
it,
to be
smooth. Nor was it meant to be. Yeah.
So that's
right.
Why you make the big bucks.
Absolutely. Working for a nonprofit, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. That's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Are you considering a new Medicare plan? Then you may be looking for help in choosing the right plan for your needs. So don't wait. Call now. Whatever your health coverage needs, United Healthcare can help you find the right plan. Open enrollment to choose your Medicare coverage begins October 15th and ends December 7th. So now is the best time to review your options and enroll in a plan. Medicare has two main parts, Parts A and B, to help cover a lot of your expenses, like hospital care and doctor visits. But they still won't cover all your costs. Now's the time to learn about United Healthcare plans that may be right for you. Are you looking for something nice and easy? Like a single plan that combines Medicare Parts A and B with prescription drug coverage. A Medicare Advantage plan can give you doctor, hospital, and prescription drug coverage all in one plan for as low as a $0 monthly premium. Just one way United Healthcare could help you save while you take control of your own health. Plus, with the Pharmacy Saver program, you can get prescriptions for as low as $2 at thousands of pharmacies and retail locations like these all across the country. Call now to learn more. United Healthcare has the information you need, so you'll be better prepared when making Medicare decisions. Maybe you'd just like help paying for your prescriptions. Consider a Part D prescription drug plan. It may help reduce the cost of your prescription drugs. With over 30 years of Medicare experience, United Healthcare has been helping people live healthier lives. Remember, open enrollment ends December 7th. We can help. Call United Healthcare to learn about Medicare plans that may be right for you. Don't wait. Call now.
Stay connected with MyNews4.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also go to iTunes and download the show free of charge as podcast from iTunes for your phone or your iPad. Enjoy it every way you can. On our next broadcast, Jill Derby will be here talking about the Middle East and all that's going on there. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.